Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Yeah, on today's show, I want to take a step back from coronavirus, COVID-19, the economy, a recession, a depression, unemployment, filings, and so on. Instead, I want to take a look at the real estate investor. I want to look at his or her business, and I want to talk about all the hats that you could wear when you become a real estate investor. And I stress the word could, right? These are all different hats that you can wear, but you don't have to wear them all. I want to be sure you take that away. But I mean, that's the cool thing about creating passive income from rental real estate. You are the boss, right? You are in charge. And you can decide how you want to structure your business. You know, some folks, they invest in real estate purely as an asset class. They're very detached. That's the end of it, right? They're not into real estate. They don't love it, but they love the returns. They're great returns. You know, they're very much passive. Now, some folks, they get a little more involved and maybe take on some of the activities that go along with rental real estate. I'm in that category, right? I'm a little more hands-on. And then there are folks out there that they like to go full bore. They want to do it all. So again, the cool thing with real estate investing is the flexibility. You get to decide which hats you want to wear and which you don't. And from time to time, you know, you may find yourself wearing a particular hat and you may want to retire that hat. So we're going to look at a number of roles that you can fill, a number of hats, right, that you can wear, right, optional. Though I'm going to tell you there are two hats, the first that we'll look at that you're going to have to wear. Okay, these are roles you have to fill. And we're going to talk about a third role that is 100% up to you, and we'll hit that one at the end of the show. So stay tuned. I want to give you the number here in the studio if you've got questions on this topic or anything else related to real estate. The number here is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I check those emails throughout the show. That's askandy@luinc.com. Now, before we get to the hat wearing, I do have a couple of quick PSAs I want to throw out there. Number one, property taxes. It's that time of year. I just got my file or my notice I checked online, I guess. Haven't got them in the mail yet, but from Dallas County, they finally published those. They left a couple flat. I'm happy about that, but they really jacked a couple of my properties up massively. One went up easily 50K. So I will be out protesting. You need to do the same. I can't say it enough. Go file your protest. File it. Maybe you don't follow through to the end of the process. At least file it. Get in the queue. See where that goes. That's number one. Number two, the HEROES Act. We've talked about the CARES Act. That's done. That's been passed. $2.2 trillion. The HEROES Act just passed in the House in Congress on Friday, purely on partisan lines, you'll note. I think it will be dead on arrival when it gets to the Republican-controlled Senate. And we know that President Trump does not support this $3 trillion spending bill either. But just to be sure, reach out to your state senators and let them know you want them to vote this thing down. It's pure governmental overreach. It has some very, very bad measures in there for operators of rental real estate like you and me. So, again, contact your senator and let him or her know this is no good. Don't go vote for that thing, guy or gal. So back to the various hats that you can wear as a real estate investor. Now, let's take a step back and look at the broader corporate world. You know, let's take a look at some of the so-called C-suite titles that are out there, you know, like CEO, CFO, COO, the list goes on. In fact, you know, there are some traditional chief fill-in-the-blank roles out there that we've had through the years. But there's some real oddballs out there. If you go check on, for example, Wikipedia, there's a list of, I don't know, it looks like 50 or so interesting titles, right? Chief Growth Officer, Chief genealogical officer. I'm not sure what that is. Chief gaming officer, right? Alongside chief financial officer. That's more of a standard. Chief legal officer, privacy, process, reputation officer. Huh? Interesting. Okay. Services and so on. So there's a whole slew of titles out there. We're going to kind of stick to the more conventional ones, let's say. And again, I do want to, we're going to kind of frame the discussion from the standpoint of those C-suite roles. And again, I want to stress that at Lifestyles Unlimited, we are focused on creating, on building our lifestyle, right? We say it all the time. It's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. So we're typically more focused on the passive end of the spectrum, the passive side of things, building passive streams of income and not just creating another job for ourselves. So keep that in mind. And as we look at these various roles, a lot of the things that we do look at, they could fall into that discussion about working on your business versus working in your business, right? And again, as we look at some of these hats that you could wear, what I'm going to do is give you some alternatives to perhaps outsource that role, right? So you can get that off your plate. As you grow your business, you're going to want to delegate more and more. If you're starting out hands-on, you're going to want to shed some of those roles. And a must-wear hat, a hat that you absolutely have to have on the top of your head, is that CEO, that chief executive officer role. That's the guy that makes the big decisions, right? That's the face of the company for any corporation out there, is the CEO. So you make the decisions, right? Which path are you going to follow? Do you want to invest in single family, for example, or multifamily? And if multifamily, well, do you want to go the independent rental owner route? Do you want to buy a small complex yourself and manage it? Or do you want to maybe be a lead investor? Get a group of like-minded investors together, assemble that cash, and go buy a big apartment complex. Or maybe you want to be a passive. You don't want to be hands-on at all. So you've got to, as the CEO of your investing business, you've got to decide which is your path. And I'll tell you, Dell did a good show on Friday on the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. He had Lynn Murrow on, and they discussed this very topic. Which path is the best path to follow? If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, you can listen to that show. It's already been archived out there. This was just on Friday. But it's a good conversation. It's something that you as the CEO have to think about. And if, you know, one thing to consider is capital. If you don't have the capital to go straight into multifamily, you're going to have to start with single family, right? What are your goals and so on? So we'll talk a little bit more about the CEO, the CFO, the COO when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We will be right back.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the show we are talking about some of the hats that you can wear as a real estate investor. And I want to stress can. You don't have to do all of these things. There are lots of opportunities to outsource most of the roles in rental real estate. And the more passive you want to be, well, the more of that stuff you get to give away. It's a great thing to do. And we're talking just ahead of the break. We're kind of framing this in terms of those C-suite roles, right? Those corporate roles, chief fill-in-the-blank officer. Go do a search for some of the more interesting titles they have developed nowadays. Chief privacy officer, for example, is one. Chief gaming officer, we mentioned chief diversity officer, chief design officer. Well, we'll talk about that actually. You're going to do a little bit of design if you want to, right? But one role you absolutely have to fill is that CEO. It's a must-wear hat because you're going to make the big decisions about your business, about your investing. And the fundamental decision you're going to be encountered with at the beginning of your investing career is, which path do you follow? Do you go down the single family path or do you go down the multifamily path? And by the way, if you've got questions on this topic, give me a call here. The number is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. It's a common question. Everybody has that question, of course, when they start. Which way do I go? Which way do I go? And a lot of that's going to come down to a simple answer, which is, well, what kind of capital do you have? Depending on the level of capital you have, you might want to go straight into multifamily, either as a passive, as a lead, or even as an independent rental owner. If you don't quite have the capital yet, well, go down single family. That's what I did. Start buying houses and build up that net worth. Create that cash flow, create that equity, which you can then leverage, cash out, refi, or even sell the house. Yes, you can sell a house. A buddy of mine put a house on the market, was under contract within 4 days. I mean, they're moving quickly. There is a huge demand. There's a lack of inventory right now. And you also have to ask yourself as CEO, what are your goals, right? Are you just wanting to create a little bit of extra income? Well, maybe single family. Do you want to achieve full financial freedom? What does that mean? What kind of number do you need to see at the end of the day coming in from your investments? And when do you want that to occur? You can do it in 5 years or less. A lot of members at Lifestyles Unlimited do that very thing. And again, to the notion of wearing hats, how hands-on do you really want to be? The less hands-on you want to be, the more focus you need to put to building your team, right? That team's going to do the work for you. And finally, you are the face of the company as the CEO. You're the one that needs to get out there and network and build a cohort, right, of like-minded peers, fellow investors that you can talk with, realtors that bring you the deals, and so on. So that's the CEO. A second hat that you absolutely have to wear as well is the CFO, Chief Financial Officer. Again, it goes back to that question of capital. You've got to sit down and look at your personal books. Look, build your personal financial statement, if you haven't done that already, and figure out just how much capital are you working with. Do you know right now? Do you know? Do you have that number at the tip of your tongue? Can you tell me, right? If not, figure it out. And do you have any trapped capital that you can unlock, right? Equity in your home. We just talked about doing a cash out refi. Maybe you've got some rental property. Can you sell or otherwise leverage those? Equity in other assets, you know, toys, perhaps, that motorcycle you're not riding anymore. I sold mine. My toddler came along, quit riding the thing, and unloaded it eventually. Got smart. 401ks or IRAs. Well, if you've heard us talk about the CARES Act, one provision within the CARES Act allows you to tap up to $100,000 of your 401k or your IRA without that 10% penalty if you're, you know, below the age of 59 and a half. That penalty doesn't apply if you're older, but allows you to tap that. And another cool thing about it is it allows you to spread the withdrawal over the course of 3 years in terms of taxation. So you're not getting taxed at that $100,000 all at once. You spread it out. You have to look at your plan. You have to talk with your plan provider and see if they're participating. Not all of them will. Okay, it is optional, but do look at that. It's a good option right now. And do you know your credit profile? Do you know your credit score? These are all things that you as the CFO need to find out, because if your credit score is in the basement, you need to start working on that. You need to start improving that. You need to start building that capital like we talked about. And if you're planning on doing single family as the CFO, you're going to need to start talking with lenders. You need to line up financing, which again is why that credit score is hugely important. The way we buy at Lifestyles Unlimited is we typically are buying houses that need a little bit of work at least, may not qualify for conventional lending out the gate, so we'll buy with hard money, fix them up, and then refinance into longer term, you know, 30-year, typically Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac backed loans, fixed rate, great rates, but you have to be qualified, right? So again, as a single family investor, as CFO, get out there and start talking both to those hard money lenders and those conventional lenders. And we've got a number of shows out there on the website, on the podcast, lifestylesunlimited.com, where we've interviewed both hard money lenders and conventional lenders. Will Fitz joined me not too long ago, in fact, and talked about the conventional side just a couple of weeks ago. So go check that out and learn a little bit about the conventional lending portion. So those are two absolutely hats that you have to wear, CEO, CFO. Let's talk about Chief Investment Officer. Right. This is somebody, this really is the kind of hat you got to wear as well. You're going to be in charge of maintaining that portfolio, maximizing the returns. This kind of harkens back to a class I took at the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo a couple of years ago. Curtis Haynes, a mentor out of Houston, talked about the family office. Family office is something that very, very high net worth families employ to manage their wealth for them. It's a whole industry around their wealth, right? And that family office, their whole job is to maintain that portfolio and maximize the returns that that family's wealth generates. Well, that's your role. You are the head of that family office. You are the chief investment officer. You've got to maintain that portfolio. Make sure you're maximizing the returns. For example, look at that return on equity on that first house you bought as a rental. The longer you hold it, the lower that goes. Now's the time to leverage that again or sell it and put that money into a higher, you know, a more highly leveraged asset that's going to get better returns. And you're going to need to find, as the investment officer, new assets for your portfolio. If you're doing multifamily, again, that goes back to getting out, networking, finding those lead or those syndicators, right? Those lead investors that are putting deals together to get in as a passive, or getting out there and talking with realtors and other folks that are the gatekeepers of that small multifamily that you want to pick up as an independent rental owner. Where do you go to find those folks? Or single family, you got to go find that next house and the house after that. So you've got to get out, hit the pavement, find the folks that can find, you know, bring that stuff to you, and continue to add those assets to your portfolio. And then as you add those assets to your portfolio, you move into the next phase. And this is where you can start to shed those hats, perhaps. Some folks like to keep those hats firmly on their heads right now as they move into the renovation phase, right? That's where the chief design officer comes into play, right? This relates to the rehab. What do you want to install at that house, right? What kind of flooring, countertops, trim? How do you decide? All important questions. How do you decide? If you plan to buy multiple properties, what do you do? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that chief design officer when we continue with the show. Again, if you've got any questions, the number here is 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will be right back.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, we are talking about the many, many hats that you could potentially wear as a real estate investor, whether you're investing in single family or multifamily. And if you're not sure which you want to invest in, it's a great question. You know, I hear it all the time. Which is the better path? Well, it depends on where you're starting out ultimately and where you want to go. And if you're not sure how to answer that question, I've got 2 great resources for you. Number one, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab. Dell Walmsley did a show on just on Friday on this very topic, which is the better path. Give that a listen. And another alternative is we are doing our free workshop live online now as an outgrowth of the COVID-19 and not able to meet in person and so on. I want you to go check out our free workshops. We've got a couple coming up. In fact, you can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Again, that's free workshop live stream, all written together, freeworkshoplivestream.com. And register. And we've got some coming up, for example, here on actually tomorrow, May 18th, over the lunch hour. May 21st in the evening, May 26th in the evening. So go check that out. It's about an hour and a half, and that will give you a good introduction to the two paths, right, that we potentially can follow, single family, multifamily, and put some questions into your head, right? Which path is the right one for me? And as the CEO, that's your job to figure out. And as the CFO, Chief Financial Officer, it's your job to look at your finances and see where you stand. Can you get into multifamily, or do you need to start by building that capital with single family? Now, we're going to move on a little bit. Those first two hats, CEO, CFO, I would say Chief Investment Officer, you got to wear those. That's your job. We're going to get into some roles that you can wear. They're optional, right? Or you can hand these off. Depends on how busy you are, how involved you want to be, how passive you want to be, right? Chief Design Officer, we started touching on that ahead of the break. That relates to the renovation, right? We buy this junky house, get it for a great price, get it for a steal because of the condition it's in, but we got to fix it up now, right? So the question becomes, what do you do to that house? What do you install? What appliances? What flooring? What paint do you use? Do you need to do anything about that roof? I can't tell. It looks okay, I guess. What about the foundation? It seems to walk a little funny, you know, kind of slopes down in that one side. You got to figure out all the things that you have to do, okay? And when it comes to questions like fundamentals, right, the big five, foundation, roof, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, those are absolutely things you have to fix if they're broken. The house has to be functional. It has to be safe. Same goes for multifamily. But then you get into the more design aspects of things, and, well, do you do the formica that looks like granite, or do you actually go in with granite countertops? How do you figure that out? Well, what's everyone else in your market doing? If you're buying with hard money and you want to refinance on the back end into a long-term loan, you want your house to look like those other sold comps that are up at your price point that you're targeting for that refi. Do they have granite or not? Do they have vinyl plank flooring, carpet? What do they have on the floors in the living room, for example? Same for the rents. What is renting in that market? Who's getting the highest rents? Is it the granite countertops? Is it the formica countertops? So you look at your sold comps, you look at your rental comps. That's the best way to decide. And if you plan to buy multiple houses, multiple properties, multiple apartments, inherently you have multiple units with apartments, right? You're going to want to be consistent. You're going to want to try to keep using the same material if you can. Especially with paint. Makes it a heck of a lot easier when you have a turn. If you know that the paint in that house is the same as the paint in that house, is the same as the paint in that house, is the same as the paint, you got it, in that house, easy. If you start messing with multiple colors, different colors, it gets a lot more complicated. So you can be that chief design officer, but you don't have to be. That's a hat you can wear. And that's a hat that my wife and I chose not to wear. We used a general contractor for the bulk of our properties. We did rehab a couple, manage the process ourselves, but for the most part, we've used a GC. And I can remember when we met with him the first time, and he said to my wife, I guess she's a woman, she must know coloration better than I would, I don't know, but what color do you want the walls to be? She said, I don't care. You do what you see is fit, what is best. You know, so we used him over the years and always the same color. Makes it a heck of a lot easier. Chief Design Officer. And now if you want to manage those rehabs, aside from choosing design, you're also going to have to be the project manager, right? Continuing with this notion of rehab, you're going to have to manage the process, right? Now, managing the rehab, managing those subs, right? Those subcontractors, those contractors for the various trades, that's one thing. Do not try to do all the work yourself. It's going to take far too long. The quality is going to suffer. I guarantee it. The product will not be as good. So managing the trades is one thing. Just don't get out there with that hammer yourself. And you have to be smart about it, right? Which trades do you need when? So again, this goes back to team, building that team. Who's that plumber you want to use? Who's that electrician? And scheduling, when do you send them in? You don't send the painter or the sheetrock crew in to do their work until the electrical and the plumbing rough-in is done. The rough-in is where they start. Let's say you're moving that washer. You got a 60s build, 1950s house. The washing machine, the drain line is in the kitchen. That's outdated. You need to move it. Maybe add a utility closet somewhere, move it to the garage. Rough-in is where that plumber is going to take that piping and relocate it to some other part of the house, breaking out the sheetrock, right? The electrician's going to run some electrical for that washing machine as well. The higher amp electrical outlet for the dryer next to that and so on. Get that done first. So you have to be smart. You have to know what is the order to send these folks in. And if you're not sure, again, here, The alternative is to give away that hat. Don't be the project manager and hire a good GC, a good general contractor. But again, if you do plan on doing your own rehabs, you got another hat you need to put on, which is chief procurement officer. You're going to have to source all those supplies, right? Source those materials. Or if you're just dealing with the process of turnover, you have a tenant or a resident move out of one of your houses or your apartments, you've got to manage through that make-ready process to get it ready for the next person, for the next family, for the showing. Maybe ongoing maintenance, right? So you may have to procure or source certain items as part of that process as well. Maybe supplies. Dishwasher goes out. Where do you go to get that? Lowe's, Home Depot, I don't know, one of the big box stores. And as the chief procurement officer, be ready. You may need a big truck. You know, we actually hauled some tile to a project not too long ago, just to do a kitchen and the utility room. It was a big kitchen, right? Had kind of a breakfast nook. Weighed about 2,000 pounds. So you got to be ready to be able to haul that stuff too. Maybe you have a trailer. So if you're going to wear that procurement officer hat, you got to figure out how to get that material to where it's going. Alternative? Well, you heard it already. Use a good GC, a good general contractor. For those make-readies, for those turns, use a good handyman. There are a lot of great guys out there that can do a lot of stuff, a lot of work. That's why they're called handymen. They're very versatile, right? So you see a theme here, right? Handing it off to that general contractor. Now, some property management companies will also manage the rehab process for you. They know they're going to eventually get that house into their pipeline as part of their management process, and they're going to manage that rehab for you as well. So if you don't want to deal, there's another hat you can give away, is that chief operating officer. If you don't want to deal with taking emails, calls, whatever, from residents, dealing with organizing maintenance contractors, you don't have to wear that property management hat, that COO hat. You can give that away as well. So now we fixed up the house, or we fixed up that apartment. We need to get a warm body in there, right? We want to rent it out. That's the name of the game. Now we've got to put on that chief marketing officer hat. We got to market the property, right? You got to get a lease. So how do you do that? Well, if you want to keep that hat on your head, if you want to maintain that role in-house, you got a lot of options. You know, you easiest way to do it is go out there and put it on some of the online platforms. Zillow, Rent Managers is pretty common, right? Craigslist is another option. Now, I'll tell you, watch out for scammers. A lot of people will pick up your listing, listed on Craigslist for, you know, half price, try to collect that down payment, that security deposit from that quote-unquote applicant, take advantage of your listing. So keep an eye on that if you are going that route. But that's what people will typically do, is use Zillow Rental Manager. Zillow charges for that service now, by the way. I don't remember what the actual amount is, but they recently started imposing fees on a weekly basis. Got a couple more tips about marketing when we come back, and I want to talk about the information officer operating risk and a very, very important hat that you need to wear when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and we'll be right back.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. And on today's show, we're talking about the various hats that you can wear, the various roles that you can choose to fill as a real estate investor. Some you have to fill, some hats you have to wear. But for the most part, if you want to be a passive investor, you can give a lot of those roles away to someone else, right? Makes it very easy. I love that about real estate investing. There's a huge amount of flexibility there for you to choose your model and build it how you like. Now, here at Lifestyles Unlimited, we are focused on the lifestyle. So we are focused on that passive investing. But I see, and I have friends that are investors that are not members of Lifestyles, and they're very involved. Got a guy that goes out there and does his own work. It takes him a very, very long time to turn the house. The worse shape it's in, the longer it takes him. Time is money, right? Could be renting that out. Well, suddenly he's finishing up about November. Things aren't going as well on the rental side because, you know, everything dips a little bit there. Fewer people are moving around the holidays. So he just burns a lot of time, but he likes doing it. So, hey, more power to him, I guess. I don't encourage that. That's one of those, you know, that's one of those glamour roles that you see on HGTV, getting out there with the sledgehammer, pounding down that sheetrock and tearing stuff up. Oh, it looks like fun. But that's one of those things that you really want to outsource. Find that good general contractor. So you can wear those hats, right? Chief procurement officer, chief design officer, project manager. But I strongly encourage you to go and hand that off. Now, we were talking ahead of the break about the chief marketing officer. Now, a lot of people do this themselves, do the DIY route here, getting that house leased up. And I think it's a good part of the process when you're new to investing, especially with single family houses, give that a go, right? Learn that process so you see kind of the ins and outs and learn how that business operates, then maybe hand that off down the line to a property manager, especially as you build up a larger portfolio. It's going to be harder to manage. But a lot of people do start out as the DIY landlord or owner on that side. And if you are going to list it yourself, right, how do you do that? Well, if you're not a realtor, you cannot put it into MLS, right? You can pay a kind of a discount realtor, a couple $100 to list that for you. Your number's in the listing. They call you, the applicants, the interested parties. You do the showings. That realtor is largely not participating at that point. Or you can use things like Zillow Rental Manager, Craigslist, Hot Pads. There are lots of platforms out there to list that property. The key thing, very important, get a superb set of pictures. It's cloudy out. It's raining. Your cell phone camera is a little bit cracked, and you're taking pictures anyhow. You post those, it looks like junk. People are going to assume it's junk. They don't want to come see that. Get a good set of pictures. That is key. And as an alternative to being the CMO or chief marketing officer, look, use a leasing agent. We did it for years. Took a huge load off of our plate for us. Or use a PM, a property manager. They'll list that for you as well. Some property managers, they don't necessarily have to take your business on the property management side. They may list it for you and then hand off the management to you. That's an option. And when it comes to divesting and selling that house, well, there's marketing involved there as well. Use a realtor. They're going to get that moved quicker for you and for a higher price. Those FSBOs, those for sale by owners, they typically wind up in the hands of a realtor, and all you've done is lost time. Just do it right from the outset. CMO, chief marketing officer. What other hats might you wear? Chief information officer, right? That usually means somebody that manages the technology. So are you going to use some sort of technology, some sort of program to help you find deals, to find those houses? Right, there are lots of options out there, lots of automated systems you can subscribe to. What about a program, some sort of technology to help you evaluate the deals? What about a program for managing the accounting side of things? Right, when you get your business up and running, you need to manage that incoming rent. You need to track those expenses. You need so on and so forth. How are you going to do that? Now, I'll tell you, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we've got a couple of programs that we've built in-house that help us, right? We've got a program called Quest, which allows us as non-MLS participants, as non-realtors, to be able to tap into the MLS and see what sold comps in our area were and see what those rental comps were. Back to our topic of chief design officer, do I put in Granite or do I put in Formica? Well, I go and I look at the comps to make that decision. Quest gives you that access. We also have a great product called Basil Books, which is designed with the investor in mind, put out by the same guy that built Quest for us, and it's accounting software. It lets you track your single family houses. It lets you track your multifamily investments as well. Now, as an alternative, if you don't want to be dealing with trying to figure out those comps, well, how do you give up that hat? Well, you find a realtor, right, that gets that access for you, that runs those comps for you. You hire a bookkeeper or a CPA to manage those books for you. It's going to cost a little more, of course, but that's how you unload that particular role. Chief operating officer, right? That's that ongoing business, handling resident communication, maintenance requests, and the like. We keep that in-house, my wife and I. I am the COO. We have a very thorough conversation when we move a new family in. We do not take calls. everything in writing. If it's a maintenance request, unless it's an emergency, here's the process. So we get emails. Emails with pictures, emails with videos. Helps me communicate then to my contractor. Just flip that email, forward it on. Here's what we're seeing. Can you go take a look? Right? If you're not doing your own maintenance, and you shouldn't be, you have to be able to organize those contractors for those repairs. That's part of that COO or chief operating officer role and handling that resident communication. Lease renewals are coming up, right? That's part of that remarketing in a sense. And engaging your insurance broker, right? Keeping on top of those ongoing things, protesting your property taxes. We said it at the top of the show. It's that time of year. Get out there and do it if you haven't already. Dallas County just released their values. Tarrant County's done it already. Stay on top of that. But that's part of your role as the COO. And you can outsource that stuff too, right? You can hire a property management company. They deal with those resident communications. They deal with that ongoing maintenance. You don't have to deal with it at all. If we're talking single family, if you're a passive investor in multifamily, you have nothing to do with that from the get-go. And again, that goes back to deciding which path do I want to follow. If you are not sure, if you want to know more about what those paths look like, right? I mentioned the free workshop that we do. I want to tell you as well about our financial freedom program. It's a pivotal part of Lifestyles Unlimited. It's where people really get that big bite out of single family and out of multifamily and really start to understand the differences and the value and the benefits of each to make that decision, right? And we conduct a financial freedom seminar. It's a 2-day, 8 hours per day on day one on single family, 8 hours on multifamily. We're doing that live online now as well. You can go to the following website, financialfreedomlivestream.com, sign up. It's an annual membership. Instead of the normal 740, it's been marked down to 197. And we've got that 2-day coming up. Actually, it's going on right now. I have signed up for an evening session spread across 4 days instead of two, a little more palatable for my schedule. And that's coming up next week already, May 19th, 21st, 26th, and 28th, three hours each evening. So a little bit more manageable for my schedule. So, hey, come on out. If you're thinking about doing this investing thing, I'd like to see you with me in attendance on that 4-day and that as part of that financial freedom program. But anyhow, to figure all of this stuff out, you need to be informed. Okay. Now I've got two more hats I want to tell you about. Chief Risk Officer, right? That's the thing. You got to mitigate, you got to manage risk. And as real estate investors, we do that by following the Lifestyles model. Best product, best price. We take that house or those apartments that need work and we fix all of the problems or foreseeable problems, things that might break in the next 5 years or so, fix them up front. It makes that COO job a heck of a lot easier. I will tell you that firsthand. Less stuff breaking, less repairs, less calls or emails, in my case, from my residents. Fix that stuff up front. That's how you mitigate risk. Get good insurance on all your properties. If you're worried about asset protection, I get that question a lot. Should I put an LLC in place? You can. At a minimum, put a good umbrella policy. It's a liability coverage across all of your belongings, all of your net worth, essentially. If your net worth is $1 million, put $1 million umbrella policy in place. If it's $2 million, put a $2 million policy in place. It's cheap. You wreck your car, someone sues you, it protects all of your assets. And wills. I've talked about this in the past. Very few Americans actually have wills in place. I've got a toddler. As soon as he came along, we said, we got to get this done. We got it done. As you start to build up this asset base, you got to get those wills in place. And finally, the last hat I said at the top of the show, there's one hat you absolutely have to wear. It's that chief education officer. And yes, that is a thing. It's typically part of HR. It's a must-wear hat. This role is of utmost importance. You've got to determine your path. You've got to choose a path to follow to get educated, to become a successful, a good, a great real estate investor, whether it's single family, whether it's multifamily, passive, lead investor, independent rental owner of a small apartment, or even a large apartment complex. The choice is yours, but you've got to get educated. You've got to understand each of those paths, what the benefits are that they bring, the value, and so on. So I just mentioned a second ago the Financial Freedom live stream that's coming up, financialfreedomlivestream.com. The membership in that Financial Freedom program, heavily discounted from 740 annual membership down to 197. The promo code is SaveBig. You'll find that on the website and all the other benefits like the vendor program that come with that. So go check that out. FinancialFreedomLivestream.com. This is Andy Webb. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I thank you for listening. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.